Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
We are in two parshiot we have, Behar v'chukotai, we're ending Sefer Vayikra. And there is always a lot to talk about. Where is this? Not here. 1 minute. Behar. So the Torah tells us, "Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe behar Sinai le'emor," and God talked to Moses on the Mount of Sinai, saying, "Daber ebnei Israel ve'amarta," talk to the children of Israel and tell them, "Ki tavo el haaretz," when you come to the country, to the land that I'm giving you, "Sher ani noten lachem." Veshavta aretz shabbat la'Hashem. What's veshavta aretz shabbat la'Hashem? What's the translation there? Veshavta aretz shabbat la'Hashem. What?
The Shabbat means to rest.
Who is going to rest?
The
land.
Shmita.
Okay.
The land.
It's a very interesting point. Why? First of all, we find out that on Shabbos, you have to do Shabbos, your animals, your slaves, everybody that belongs to the... But we never saw that we are told that the Shabbos will have a rest, a Shabbos. So what's the idea behind it? And also, what is very interesting, Shabbat is to rest, or in other words, stop working. Yes?
Yes.
So what is the Pasuk telling us?
Started working. Everybody just arrived.
You just arrived. You stop working. When you come to land, you stop working. Or let's put it in a nice word: have a strike.
Yes.
You didn't do anything. You already on a strike.
Yes. I'll still do it for you.
What?
You'll assume that God will do everything for you like He was doing before.
You can't.
You can assume whatever you want. Just tell me, if God is doing everything, what are you resting from?
No, it's telling that now you.
Yes.
The land
has
to rest, not you.
The land.
It's second key.
What rest from the
from this?
Okay, Am Israel is coming in for the land. Oh, one minute before we start, I'm resting.
But the people who were there in the land.
They will be there in the land 6 years. The seventh, you have to.
Where have you got this written?
No, about Shabbat.
1 minute, where have you got this written? It's a beautiful idea. Where is it written?
Yeah.
Then, where?
The same.
What's written? Tell me what's written here. Yes.
Shabbat.
And then the next pasuk.
Shesh shanim.
Yes.
Tazri.
Yes, shanim tizra sadecha. Shesh shanim tizmor karmecha. Ve'asafta et vata. In other words, 6 years you're going to work, and then what?
And then you can gather.
And the seventh you will rest.
Rest the land.
Okay.
Rest the land. And this is the Shabbat.
Clear? Clear? Okay. Everything is clear? So why do I need the first Pasuk? If the Torah is telling me now exactly, 6 years you're working, and at the seventh year you'll stop working.
Okay,
in other words, if the Torah will tell us when you come to the land of Israel, the land I gave you, you will work for 6 years, and then at the seventh year you will stop, everything is clear. So what does the Torah want to tell us when the Torah tells us before, when you come to the land I'm giving you, the land is going to rest?
It doesn't belong to you, it belongs to Hashem, the land.
Yes,
but it's telling you later on this, the same story you've got in the next pasuk. And it's clear what
Rashi,
the idea
Rashi,
is.
Rashi explained different.
Yes, what's Rashi explaining?
Rashi said that of course you will come to the land, you have to conquer the land, and then you have to, it's not immediately, you're not going to enter and just begin to work in the land. It will take a time. And after this, you have to work 6 years.
I'm sorry, I'm not saying anything against Rashi, but no, Rashi is explaining to you what the next pasuk is saying.
No, he's saying, Rashi explained why he put Hashem, why it's in this part of the Torah,
yes,
he mentioned all the things. about the seven,
because Shabbat,
because the 6 days, 6 years, because to show that the Torah, when Moshe gave the Torah in Mount Sinai,
he gave all the mitzvahs and all the details.
The Torah.
And that's the famous. That brings us to the famous question: Ma'inyan Shemitah leHar Sinai? What's the connection between Shemitah and to Har Sinai? But that's the next question.
Yeah.
That's not the question I asked. Okay. So let's first of all answer this question, and then we'll get to the next question. You see, when we come to Eretz Yisrael, what do we think? What is this land? Is it a land like all the other lands?
No.
It's the Holy Land. Am I going to come to this land and work, wake up in the morning, go to work, come in the evening, have something to eat, watch television, have a nice life? Is this why we're here?
No.
So why are we here? Shabbat Lashem. That's why we're here. The Torah is telling us, when you come to the land I gave you, don't think that that's another land like all the others. That's a different land. Here you're working in order to get to what? To Shabbat Lashem. So whatever you do is to get... What is this resting? You're not resting at that year. The land is resting. And also the land resting after 6 years is not also not logical. If you ask an expert that knows about earth and how to grow things, he will tell you, if you want to have good fruits, every 3rd year you have to stop working, and then the land will refill and renew itself, and then you can have much better fruits. But to work the land for 6 years, non-stop, it's not good for the land. But this is not a normal land. Nevertheless, God promises us, at the 6th year, you will get so much fruit that we'll have for 3 years. In other words, there is no logic here. Eretz Yisrael is a different land. It's the land of God. It's a whole different thing. The Chatam Sofer said that if you want to do the mitzvahs and get the reward in the proper way, the only place to do it is Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean? If I keep mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz, it's no good? So maybe everybody who lives in Chutz La'aretz won't keep mitzvahs till he gets to Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
But of course it's wrong. But there are two things in a mitzvah. The first thing is metzuveh ve'oseh. God ordered us to do the mitzvah, so we do as God ordered us. But says the Chatam Sofer, there is another thing in the mitzvah, because God is not just ordering us to do a mitzvah. There is something there in the mitzvah that is going to give us something, because otherwise God is not going to tell us, okay, raise the cup, put down the cup, raise the cup, build, break. That's not God. That's Avodat Parech. God Almighty is our Father in heaven. Whatever He tells us to do is for our own good. Not just because He ordered us to do. It's because in what He ordered us to do is the best stuff for us. Said the Chatam Sofer, that are two things in a mitzvah. First of all, doing what God tells you to do. And then, the real asset of the mitzvah. The benefit you get out. The spiritual part of the mitzvah, which you can get only in one place in the world. Where is it? Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if you feel it. But we go, for example, we're living in Ra'anana, so maybe we're all used to it. Mm-hmm. But when we go to Jerusalem, do you feel a different atmosphere?
Yeah.
What does it mean? Why?
God's
why?
Presence.
Why?
He said this.
That's the feeling that we're talking about. In other words, every mitzvah that we do here, it's a different quality. That's what the Chatam Sofer said. That's the meaning. When you come to the land of Israel, Veshavta Haaretz Shabbat Lashem. You have to understand that whatever you do here is for Shabbat Lashem. Because what's the idea about this whole year that you stop working? So what do? Go out on the mirpeset, sit down with a glass of wine, put air condition or whatever, and drink, lay around in the sun, then have a good meal, then go to the beach, then go for a holiday to rest. Is this the idea? That's what you're going to do the whole year? Yes or no?
No.
What? Why not?
V'shabta
ha'aret Shabbat la'Hashem. Instead of working in the field, what you're going to do is to go and sit in Beis HaMidrash and learn Torah. That's the idea. Otherwise, why is the Torah tell us Shabbat la'Hashem in the beginning? Because the whole idea is you work in order to have the facilities, the power, the money, everything in order, the time in order to worship God.
You know, in the universities, even I think in the schools, the teacher has the year sabbatic.
Yes, yes. Shalom.
They need to learn and to present a work that this year they didn't rest and travel. And
so now you see that they didn't invent it.
And
the Torah is telling us
need
this.
To present a work.
So in other words, now we're starting to understand, like, a few words. What's the meaning of it? Now, you asked another question, which Rashi is raising up. Ma'in yan Shemitah le'har Sinai? And what's the answer? Like Shemitah, all the details, we have a lot of details here. Normally, mitzvahs, like for example, for Sukkos, we're talking about Sukkos. How do we learn all those things about Sukkos? Besukot teshvu shivat yamim. That's what's written, last parsha. You will sit in a sukkah for 7 days. Okay, and what? How do you build a sukkah? How many walls? How are you going to put the schach? Is it written?
If there is a schach.
It's in the Shulchan Aruch.
Why? Somebody invented it? So the Torah is telling us. You see the details here with the Shemitah year? They all were given to us from Sinai. And the same way as those details that are written clearly in the Chumash were given from the Mount of Sinai, the same way all the other mitzvahs and also Sukkah with all the details were given us not from our sages inventing it, because it's all written in the Torah, but we don't see it. But it was all given to us where? In the Mount of Sinai.
Yes.
So now my next question is going
but
to be,
Baal
yes?
Peh.
You have to understand the whole Torah Shebaal Peh, the whole Torah, the whole oral Torah is inside here. You have to understand it. Whatever we learn the Gemara gives psukim, and she learns from the psukim what's written in it. As we now were learning about Shabbat la'Hashem. It's every word, every letter, every point, everything's got a meaning. That's the Torah. So now I ask another question. Why was Shemitah chosen to be the mitzvah to show us that all the details of all the mitzvahs are from Sinai? Why wasn't, for example, Shabbos, Sukkah. Why didn't we get all the deeds of the Sukkah and then we learn from this on all the other mitzvahs? Why?
Because it's to do with the land, and the land is the whole.
What's to do with the land?
Everything, our whole life is to do with the land and the Torah.
What happened to the Mount of Sinai? We are now in Sfirat HaOmer, counting to get the Torah from the Mount
we
of
got
Sinai.
The Torah.
And what was the purpose of getting the Torah on the Mount of Sinai? What did I say 2 minutes ago?
The birth of the people, of the Jews.
What?
The birth of the Jews.
Yes, that's what in Yitziat Mitzrayim. Then they got the Torah, and then what?
And then
they have to learn the Torah.
And then what?
And practice. And practice. And live it.
Where?
In Israel.
In the land. In the land of Israel.
What land? The Eretz is Etz HaKodesh. In other words, there's a direct connection between getting the Torah, receiving the Torah on the Mount of Sinai, to the Shemitah year, because that's the whole idea. That's why we got the Torah, so we can got into Eretz Israel and keep the Torah. So this is why the Torah is choosing this mitzvah to teach us another lesson in order to show us the direct connection and what's the meaning of us being here in Eretz HaKodesh. And why do we do the counting that we count now? In order to get to the moment that we can receive the Torah, we are privileged. We are here in Eretz HaKodesh.
And that's why there's anti-Semitism. If you want to tell us about it.
Yes. So this is the meaning of the Mount of Sinai. And that's the meaning of Shemitah. And that's the meaning of Sfirat HaOmer. And now we'll go to the next parsha and we'll connect to the first pasuk of the next parsha, which is going to be connecting us to the Sfira and to the pasuk we learned now. How is it going to connect us? With another question, a very interesting question, a basic question. Why? Because we all know that our sages tell us, Sachar behai alma leika. There is no reward in this world. Where is the reward?
The next
world. Okay, so let's see what the Torah is telling us in Parashat Bechukotai. Im Bechukotai telech, ve'et mitzvotai tishmoru, ve'asitem otam. In other words, what is the Torah telling us? If you're going to do the mitzvahs and go according to my laws, and will keep them and do them, ve'natati gishmechem ve'itam, I'll give you the rain in time, ve'natna aretz yevulah, and the land will give you the fruits, and etz asadei tenprio. Oh, beautiful. What's written here?
That's what it tells you.
If I do the mitzvahs, I'm going to get now a reward now.
Yeah.
So how does this go with what our sages are saying? Strange. I tell you how it goes. What were we told on the Mount of Sinai? Said Rashi, Kafa aleim har kigigit. God forced us to receive the Torah. And that's very strange. Because 2 minutes before, Moshe Rabbeinu asked Am Yisrael, do you want the Torah? And then Am Yisrael answered a very strange question. Na'ase v'nishma. We will do and listen. In other words, we're going to do before we even listen. You know, we are taking the Torah. God, our Father in heaven, gives us Torah. We're going to do it. No questions asked. We... first of all, going to do, then we'll ask questions, or then we listen to what we have to do. Which is very stupid. Unless you really believe in God and love God the way that you know that whatever is going to tell you is on for your own benefit. Now, if this is the case, why does God have to force us to receive the Torah? Chafetz Chaim Zatzal says, it's not God forcing us to receive the Torah. Is God telling us a fact? And what is the fact? Said the Navi, Im lo torati yomam v'alayla, kukot shamayim v'aretz lo samti. If not my Torah, day and night, all the nature, all the rules of nature are going to
disappear.
In other words, everything is going to collapse. Everything is going to destroy it. In other words, God is telling Amesel, why? Very nice that you want the Torah. But now, after you want the Torah, I want to tell you a special, simple fact.
If
you wouldn't get the Torah, there would be no world. In other words, you've got no choice. But the idea is that the Torah makes the world go around. So the Torah is telling us, Im bechukotai telechu. If you listen to the Torah and do what the Torah is telling you to do, what's going to happen? The world will function, that's all. It's not a reward. It's a special fact, a simple fact. You want rain? You want trees to grow? You want fruits? There is only one way to do it. You keep the Torah, you will have fruits. Reward? That's not reward. That's the normal functioning of the world. But in order to make it a little clearer, you know, when you go to a job, especially when you come to high-tech businesses, you have the salary, and then you have work conditions, which in some of those firms, they are unbelievable. In every corner there's a coffee machine, cold drinks, cakes, you have
room to rest.
You have a room to rest, you have a gym, you have, and you have food, the best food there is, and everything is free. And it's not a part of the salary. It's work conditions. Why?
Because if they look after their workers, the workers will do the work.
It's to give you the tools to do the job right, the best way you can. In other words, when we ask God, give me, give me, give me, give me, there are two things we have to think about. First of all, don't give me because I want it for me. Give me so I can help others. So I can worship God, so I can connect myself to God and to others. And then, the idea, why do I ask for it, is so I can do my job. In other words, אם בחוקותיי תלכו, if you do the job right, you are going to get better work conditions. That's not a reward. It's work conditions. And in other words, look how beautiful it is. Very simple explanation. Reward? You will get, don't worry. What is the reward? Even if God wanted to give us the reward here, it's impossible. Why? Imagine to yourself going with a diamond worth $5 million to the Makolet on the other next street and asking for a
discount.
No, not a discount. No. Ask for a Coke.
And pay.
You come, now you pay with a diamond.
Ah.
What do you say? Can you pay with a diamond?
No.
Because even if he is going to sell the Makolet and all the stuff he's got there, he hasn't got the change to give you. And that's exactly the idea of the reward that's waiting for us in the next world.
That's in Israel. What about Chutz La'aretz?
You get rewarded anyway. But what I said is that the reward here is different. Mm-hmm. The quality of what you the benefits you get here in Eretz Israel, that's the Holy Land. It's a different issue. Of course you will go. You have to understand all the calculation is very simple. That's Sfirat HaOmer. The whole idea now is, first of all, let's connect all the things together. As we say, Shemitah, Shabbat, Mount of Sinai, and if we do the Torah, the whole thing is now clear and connected, and that's connected to Sfirat HaOmer. On Sfirat HaOmer, we build ourselves according to the tools we've got. Not to the tools that the other one got, the tools I got. And each one of us got different tools. Because everything is from God except one thing. Akol bidei shamayim, chutz miyirat shamayim. Only the fear of God is on our side. All the others giving us to God. Now what do we do now with all of this? We have to, in the conditions we are, to do the best we can. In other words, if God gave us this big privilege to be here in Eretz HaKodesh, that's one of the tools we've got. We have to use it. In other words, when we get up there and you think that because you live in Eretz Israel, you already got more credit than the one who is living in Chutz La'aretz, it's wrong thinking like this. If the guy in Chutz La'aretz had the opportunity to get here and didn't go here, that's a different issue. But if he was in a certain place and he had a certain job and a certain mission to do, and he used the tools he got the best way he can, he's going to get rewarded accordingly. From the other side, if you live here in Eretz HaKodesh and you get better tools and you don't use them, which unfortunately we see happens sometimes, so you're not going to get rewarded as him, because he did his job and you didn't do your job. In other words, the fact is that we are privileged to be here. But it doesn't have anything to do with the job we have to do. Because we are privileged, it comes with a duty. We have to try more harder. Because we have better tools. But generally speaking, the whole idea is that when we take this whole package together, understanding that the parsha of the Shavua is not just something that happens on this week, or the next week, or the week before. The parsha is telling us, 2 weeks before we receive the Torah, you have to understand what is the whole idea of Sfirat HaOmer. We are standing now in a period that we have the opportunity to connect ourselves in order to get on the Mount of Sinai the Torah. But in order to understand what we have to do with this Torah, the Torah is telling us, Ki tavo el haaretz, what's the first thing you do? Shabbat Lashem. We have to understand that everything we do is in order to get to the point that we can do the right job and use the right tools. As we said, im bechukotai tishmoru, and if we want the best tools, we have to show God that we do and keep the mitzvahs and use the tools He gave us. So then we can ask and get better tools to do more. We have to climb the ladder, because the idea of Sfirat HaOmer is not going back to the point I started.
Right.
It's growing it's getting to the next level. Because that's the idea. And I wish everybody that we really have the power and the ability to use the tools that God gave us. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll get to the point of receiving the Torah in the best way we can.
Amen. Shkoyach.